We're going to be studying the Maharal in Sefer Tiferes Yisrael, Perek Esrim Ushnaim, 22nd Perek in Sefer Tiferes Yisrael, where the Maharal discusses Adas Kairach and exactly what it was that Kairach did in his rebellion. It wasn't merely a rebellion in which he said, I should be a leader, it shouldn't be Aaron, it shouldn't be Moshe. It's much more severe than that. Chazal explained to us that he had certain challenges to Moshe Rabbeinu's teachings of Torah. And what the Maharal proposes is that he, Kairach, believed that Moshe Rabbeinu was making it up. Not only that Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't fit to be leader, or that he had seized power, that Aaron had seized power, and that it was unjust or incorrect, but worse, that Moshe Rabbeinu's Torah wasn't really from Shemayim. He's denying Torah min Hashemayim. And that's the essence of what Chazal are conveying to us in the Midrashim that he's going to discuss. A very well-known Midrashim, one in which Kairach asks Moshe Rabbeinu, if a garment is four-cornered and entirely made up of blue wool, it's entirely tcheles, so do you need to put tzitzis with one cord, one string of blue wool on the corner of that garment when that garment itself is entirely made of tcheles? And similarly, he says, what if a room is full of Sifrei Torah, full of Svarim, does it need a mezuzah? The room is full of just Sifrei Torah. Why would it need to have two parshias in a mezuzah and on a klaf on the door? So exactly what these represent and what kind of a challenge he poses by asking that question or these questions. Many interpretations exist. But specifically here, what the Maharal does is say that this issue, the issue of what it is that the garment represents, what the tzitzis on the garment represent. Similarly, you have a room and it has to be made kadosh and it should be graced with a mezuzah. What does that placement of a mezuzah represent? His asking the question the way he did, Maharal is going to explain, is all about trying to basically propose that Moshe Rabbeinu is making up the Torah. That Moshe Rabbeinu is creating this mitzvah and another mitzvah and yet another mitzvah from whole cloth. Let's start Perek Esrim Mishnayim in the Maharal. Kasher tahayin bidvar kerech v'adosoi shehoyu cholkim al ha-Torah. So in the very first line he says, they were not just arguing with Moshe Rabbeinu. And it's not only that they were countering what HaKadosh Baruch Hu had done by choosing Moshe and Aaron. They're cholik on the Torah. Timtza shehoyu misafkim al Moshe. They're doubting Moshe Rabbeinu as the source of the word of Hashem. Achar shehatayri hi leklal Yisroel. The argument he, Kairach, made was that since the Torah is not for Moshe, it's not Moshe's personal Torah. It doesn't belong to him. It belongs to us. It belongs to all of Klal Yisrael. And therefore, Ra'u Shetiya Torah L'Klal Yisrael Loi Al Yedei Adam Prati Kimei Moshe. So it should become us, and it should be conveyed to us without a particular person having that power, without having that sole agency over the Torah and its transmission and its teaching the way Moshe did. V'zeh she'amar rav lochem, ki chol ha'edo kulam kedoshim, uv'seicham Hashem. You have taken on yourself, Moshe, more than is just, because all of Klal Yisrael is kadosh. Uv'seicham Hashem means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if he wished to teach a mitzvah, he will do it, And he won't do it through you. He'll do it to each of us directly. They all were at Har Sinai. And the point is, well, just like they heard Torah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly, they heard Anoichi and Lo Yilecha from Hashem directly, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu had anything more to say, he would say it to them directly. He would say it to us, all of us, in Klal Yisrael, directly. Be'aru bazeh, risho shalahem, shehayu kaifrim b'tayras Moshe. The point of this medrash is that they are being kaifer in all of Torah. They're saying that, Kairach Vadasa are saying that if there's more to the Torah, then let a Kadosh Baruch Hu tell it to us directly. Must be you are making it all up. And he would have told us, each of us, directly, without you. Now the medrash that we mentioned, where he asks about a talis made up entirely of tchelis, a home full of sifrei Torah, doesn't need a mezuzah. He now is going to explain those midrashim, those discussions in this context, in the context of denial that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is teaching Torah to Moshe or to Klal Yisrael through Moshe. Ubemedrash oid ma'ak siv l'mala min ha'inyan. Parshas Shalach concludes Vasulahem tzitzis, with the mitzvah of tzitzis. Amalei kairach l'mayshir l'beinu olav ha'shalom. Talis shekula tchelis, mahu shetai p'turna min ha'tzitzis. Shouldn't the talis that's entirely tchelis not have to have a psil tchelis on its corner? Shouldn't it be pater? And he expected Moshe Rabbeinu to say yes. Amalei Moshe Rabbeinu answers, chayev es b'tzitzis. Amalei kairach, the kairach says to him, ha'talis eina p'teres atzma. A whole talis of tchelis can't be enough. So then, if that's the case, arba chutin paitrei seisa. So having the corners with just small strings on the corner, that's a mitzvah. If the entire tchelis of the garment, and the entire garment is tchelis, is not enough, what good, what meaning, what sense is it that the mitzvah is put these little strings of tchelis on a garment that's already all of tchelis? Similarly, bayis malei svarim, mahu sheyehei poter min hamezuzah. An entire home, a room, is full of sifrei Torah. Shouldn't it be poter of a mezuzah, which is merely two parshias? Amar lei, Moshe Rabbeinu answers him, chayiv. No, you have to have a mezuzah on that room. Amar lei, so Kerach says to him, kol ha-Torah yesh bo reish ayin hei parshias. It has hundreds and hundreds of parshias. These are, of course, the parshias that we call psuchas and sesumas. Ve'enun potros es habayis. Ubeis parshias shubu mezuzah potros habayis. Makes no logical sense. Amar loy al elu dvarim lo nitztaveso ele milipcha ato baidon. This cannot be true. And therefore he says, all of the mitzvahs, all of tzitzis, all of the mitzvah of mezuzah, in all instances, these are fabricated from whole cloth by you, Moshe Rabbeinu. Ma ba hakosuf, meaning here kosuf meaning the medrash or the smichas haparshis, which the medrash says indicates that what Kerach did was try to bring some proofs from tzitzis and from the case of the bayis molis farm. Leimar im yatsu kaifrim mi parshas tzitzis and mi parsha acheres. What is the point of this medrash? It can't just be well. He's doubting Parshas Tzitzis. He's questioning the din of mezuzah. No, these are cases in which he's asking a pointed question, and Moshe Rabbeinu is giving an answer that is meant to convey the truth is there has to be a conduit. The truth is the house full of svarim needs the mezuzah. The entire garment is tchelis. Nevertheless, it must have tzitzis on its arba kanfes, on the corners. Because even though the people are entirely kadosh, there needs to be some special means through which to attach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to receive Torah. And that's what the tzitzis represent, that attachment to bring kedusha to the B'nai Yisrael. as the Maral explained and as we learned it last week. And in the case of the mezuzah, similarly, the holiness is going to be brought in, and the idea of that which comes through an agency, comes through a particular means, that's what's being expressed in these two instances. The means for bringing what is needed to the bayis is the mezuzah, the means of bringing what's needed for the garment are the tzitzios, and they are necessary. And that's what's necessary for Klal Yisrael. Aaron to bring us to Avaida, Moshe to bring us the Torah. But he's asking here, in the way he presents the issue, the Maral says, "Umabu hakosav lemer im yotzu kaifrim miparshas tzitzis and miparshas acheres." What is the point of telling us that Korach challenged Moshe Rabbeinu with these questions about tzitzis and mezuzah? Of Oyden, im mismichas aparshal amadnu shay kaifrim miparshas tzitzis, menolon shay kaifrim mezuzah vehechen matzinu zeh. We don't find Parshas Mezuzah nearby. It's not with Smichas Parshas, the Parsha of Mezuzah. So what is the point of this Medrash saying that it was from Mezuzah and Tzitzis that Korach raised challenges to Moshe Rabbeinu? So the Maral explains, da, you should know, ki kol kavonos Korach lahafli gula hachzik hakushya. His whole point of bringing these cases is to present the challenge as proof that if the entire people are holy, they don't need anything else. And certainly don't need one individual to process any Torah for them. Or in the case of Aaron, create and lead Avoda for them. They don't need the mezuzah on that house, so to speak. They don't need that psiltcheles on that talis. Ki acha Hashem Yisbarach im Yisrael, im hayaraitze Hashem Yisbarach lases ha-Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us. If he wants to give us all these mitzvahs, he can and should without intermediary. We can all hear HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sherei Shemu B'sina, Enochi V'lo Yilecha. V'im kain lama loy nitna ha-teira lehem. V'hoya Korach Choshev, l'hapilas Moshe b't'usai. He wanted to catch Moshe. He expected Moshe to answer the questions differently from the way Moshe did. The response he thought would be one in which Moshe would be, so to speak, trapped by his own words, by his own answer. He was sure, Korach sure Moshe is going to say it's Potter. The whole mitzvah is that there be tcheles, to remind you of the Kisei HaKavod. Skip the parentheses, please. If the Tchelis is reminding you of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and reminding you of the Kisei HaKavod, the whole Talis is reminding you of it. So you don't need a Chut Tchelis. The whole Talis is that color. So it's reminding you of the Kisei HaKavod. Korach would then say, yeah, that's exactly what Klal Yisrael is. Like this Talis. Im kein Kol Yisrael Kulam Hayu Kadoshim. Lama Lahem Koyen Meyuchad Lechaper Badum Ach Shekulam Ru'uyim Lekahanim. We don't need you, we don't need an Aaron, we don't need any intermediaries. And you're an intermediary. Now you expected Moshe Rabbeinu to say the Talis doesn't need Psil Techeles. That house doesn't need a mezuzah. Ah, he wanted to, and believed that he would, trap Moshe because Moshe was going to answer that you don't need Techeles, of Psil Tcheles on that talis, and you don't need a mezuzah on that bayis, malis for him. But in the end, because Moshe Rabbeinu said, no, you do need the Psil Tcheles on a garment that's entirely Tcheles, you do need a mezuzah on a bayis, malis for him. So in the end, Korach, Sherotz, L'hapilos, Moshe, B'tanose, Charboi, Bo'o, B'liboi, his own sword pierced him through his heart. Ki Adarabba, Zeraya, Ki Gam, Sham, Ein Hadin, Kach, you see, the garment in its entirety is not unique, and it's not something that's special. What you need is something special. You need something, as he says, yachid umiyuchad, a one and only. And that's what the Psil Techeles represents, the one and only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that the Kedusha that Am Yisrael is all about has to come through someone and through an intermediary who is Yachid Umiyuchad. L'chein tzarechut miyuchad she'eina min hatalis, rak nivdol la'atzmoy. V'kasher hatalis kula tcheles, ein dimyon hatcheles hazeh el kisi hakavod. If the entire talis is tcheles, then it's not at all similar to the kisi hakavod. The point of the kisi hakavod is that it's not part of the world, but it is that which makes the world, and that which sanctifies the world, and that which is all important in this world, because it is yachid shehu miyuchad, unique, special, holy, nivdal. If the entire garment is tcheles, of course you still need to have a psil tcheles on it, because the whole point of that psil tcheles is that it be different, that it be unique. Ulekach tzarech chut miyuchad she'ena min hatalis. Vekach Yisrael, similarly for Klal Yisrael, af al gav, shekol Yisrael kulum kedoshim. It's true. All of us, we are all kadosh. Nevertheless, tzrichim el kayhin miyuchad nivdal mehem. We nevertheless need a unique leadership of kahuna in avoda, and leadership of Moshe in teaching us Torah. Lo shihiyu akol kahani, ki tzarech shihiyu kan kohen miyuchad. And that's the point of him basically putting everybody to a test by saying, he quotes the Medrash, all of the various priests to all kinds of gods offer up all kinds of ways of serving their gods. We only have one Ribbono Shel Olam and one representative, one agent, Aaron, to lead the process of how we serve that God. The test of the Machtos, the test of the Keteris was, you want everybody? You think that each of you, 250 Nevi'im, you're all going to take Keteris and offer it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Because each of us, you feel, can and should be able to do so? Go ahead. Let's test this way, because I know that only one is going to be accepted. Only the service of one of us is going to be correct and accepted by the Ribbono Shel Olam. So that's the reason why he specifically takes the most special of worship, means of worship, which is the most desired holy way of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Keteris, and says, you say that everybody can, because there's no unique one individual who is meant to be leading our worship and meant to lead us in Avoda. Well, then let everybody try it, but you'll see only one will be the one whose Keteris is accepted by HaKadosh Baruch. Now, over to the left side, he now says, bottom of the left-hand column, Tiferes Yisrael, Perek Chav Beis, in these editions, it's Amud, page Samach Ches, the left-hand column on the bottom, four lines from the bottom, he says, U'mipnei ki shnei dvarim shehem halimud v'hamaisa. These two areas, study of Torah and leadership of service, were the province of two agents who were brothers, Aaron for Avoda, Moshe for Torah. And that's what these two represent. Tzitzis, representing the idea of Avoda and serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Mezuzah and the room full of Torah, that's Moshe Rabbeinu. Requirement of having that mezuzah means, yes, and in order to have the Torah come to us, we need Moshe Rabbeinu. And the requirement of that psil techeles is that in order to serve Shemayim, we need an Aaron HaKohen. Even though, yes, it's true that everybody is Kadosh in Klal Yisrael. Nevertheless, the way we need that psil techeles, we need Aaron in leadership of Avoda. The way we need that mezuzah, we need Moshe Rabbeinu to teach us and bring us Torah. And he explains. Halimud v'maisa hoyu l'shnei achim hanichbadim. These two honorable brothers were one leaders of limud, the other a leader in maisa, in avoda. Ki maisha hayu mekabel haTorah v'limdo l'chol Yisrael v'aron kain gadol mevi lidei maisa ki hayu oivdin hakadosh baruch hu al yedei aron v'avodas hakarban. L'kach hayu medame aron el chut shel tcheles. That's the point of that medrash. Aaron is like the chut shel chelis that's necessary in order to make the mitzvah of tzitzis happen and for it to be in proper, full service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bringing the entire people of Am Yisrael closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the way the tzitzis represents bringing the whole of the person and the whole existence of the person and the whole life of the person to be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so too in the case of Aaron. We need him to connect all of us through his Avodah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki chut shel tchelis mevi lidei maisa. The reason that the idea of the chut of tchelis and the mitzvah of tzitzis is all about maisa and Avodah, in this case about Aaron, is because that's what the Torah says. That the idea of seeing the reminder of the Kisei HaKavod will cause us to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Isa Moisa, Yuzchartem Eskol Mitzvah Hashem, Va'asisa Moisa. V'chein Aaron al Yodoi hayu oivdim b'maisa el Hashem Yisbaruch, v'zehu avodas HaKarbonos. Aaron leads us in Maisim, in the acts of worship for Hashem's sake, worship of Hashem. L'kach Aaron doim l'chut shot chelis l'gamri ha'mevi l'dei maisa. And in that idea of saying you need to have a chut of tcheles, even though the entire garment is tcheles, that means we need an Aaron HaKohen to lead us in the maisim, in the observance of Avodah, in the worship of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in how we do Avodah. We need the Aaron, and we need all of the Kahanim, because that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I am Yachad D'Miyuchad, and the access to me, and the relationship I have with you is going to be through this unique channel, through Aaron, like the Psul Techeles on a garment, even if the garment is entirely Techeles itself. What corresponds to Moshe is the case of the Bayis Molis Farim. That's that mashal. Ki ha'tayra tzipsalonu l'kvaya mezuzah al habayis, k'dei l'kvaya banu tayras Hashem Yisparach. The idea is we have to have Torah. We have to live lives of Torah. It has to be b'shivtucho b'vesach v'lachtucho v'aderech. So therefore, it has to be on your house. It has to be where you live and in what you live. K'tiksiv b'mezuzah, b'dibarta ba b'shivtucho v'vesach v'lachtucho v'aderech v'shach 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 al mezuzah es pesach v'shach 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 v'shach. Kerach would say, according to Moshe's logic, no doubt, you don't need a mezuzah if the bias is molly svarim. If the idea is for us to have Torah and for it to be established, for it to be well seated within us and all about us, you don't need it if the entire bias is molly svarim. Bahari a bias kule molly svarim. Kaasher yashiv loy Moshe ki bias molly svarim potter min a mezuzah. When Moshe, as he expected Moshe to say, that the bias will be pater, which is what Kerach thought would logically be the case, Yaimar, Kerach was then going to say, Im kein, lama lanu adam yuchad lekabel Torah al yadoi. So then we don't need you. We don't have any agent that brings us Torah, no intermediary to convey it to us, lahashlim Yisrael b'Torah, to make us the complete nation of Torah and to bring it to us. Shari Efshalonu lahagia el madregas haTorah b'loy Moshe shehu yachid ki kolonu kadoshim shemanu b'sinai noichi v'leilecha ve'einonu tzrichim shetikava banu Torah al yidei Moshe shehu yachid ki Moshe ein bayis shemol esvarim tzorach shetikava boi haTorah al yidei mezuzah yachidis v'gam bazeh nofal. Here again he failed. And he was proven wrong. Because on the contrary, bayis molis farim chayv v'mezuzah yechidus nivdelus min habayis. The bayis molis farim needs still to have something unique that causes the entire bayis to have kiyum mitzvahs and the person who lives there to be mekayim mitzvahs mezuzah. Shehari mezuzah chutz labayis k'may tzitzis gam kein chutz labeged. It's not just within the house. It's at the edge of the bayis. It therefore characterizes the entire, or brings character to the entire entity that is the bayis, and connects it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu outside of the bayis, meaning in Kedusha and in the realm of what's not material, what's holy. It conveys and says we are connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we are connected to the otherworldly, to the Nivdal, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Yachud U'Miyuchad, but we have a means of doing so. And that's, in the case of the bayis, the mezuzah. Ki ein kol habayis muchen ma shemuchen lo chelek echad shehu nivdol min habayis. What really prepares you and really says the message is for the entire house, that's something on the outside of the house or at the door of the house. That says the message of what it's supposed to bring, the flavor of the house. It says what kind of a character the house is supposed to have. But you can't do that just by what's in the house. On the contrary, you do it by the entrance of the house, the point of where the house connects to the bigger world and to the other world. No one but Moshe can be makabel Torah. No one can convey the Torah. It's outside of us. Moshe Rabbeinu is the conduit and the means. The yachid u'miyuchad, asher hu nivdol min Yisrael. He is different and separate from Yisrael is Kadosh, but we need someone, so to speak, separate and distinct from us to be the one distinct and special and separate from us, in touch with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this unique way, and then conveying HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah to us and bringing it to us. He was Nivdol min Yisrael, b'ma alasei, u'b'madri gasei, v'hu makabal ha-teru, u'magia oisa el ha-klal kulay, k'moy shehu b'mezuzah. So this idea is what those two questions about the psil tcheles on the garment of tcheles and the question of the mezuzah on the bayis malis farim, that's what these questions were all about. We need that psil tcheles to lead us to the maisim, to the correct service of Hashem, to lead us in avoda, that's Aaron HaKohen, and we need Moshe Rabbeinu to lead us and to convey Torah to us, that's like the mezuzah on the bayis malei sfarim. V'arei beferish shehoyu kerech v'adosi misafkin al Moshe hakushya shebe'arnu. So now we've explained how Moshe and Aaron were challenged specifically by these two questions about the bayis malei sfarim and the talis kula tcheles shebe'arnu, as was explained. Moshe heshiv pruka v'hu nira bar. Moshe answered that you kara have it all wrong, and now we understand why these midrashim express, and how these midrashim express what Korach's challenge was all about. It was a challenge in which he was saying that the entire idea of Avodah through Aaron is completely false, and the idea of a Torah being taught to us only by Moshe, completely false. Wouldn't you therefore, Moshe, agree that the Bayis Malei Sfarim doesn't need a mezuzah? Wouldn't you agree that the Talis, that's all Tchelis, doesn't need Psil Tchelis? And the answer is no. In both instances, you have to have that conduit. You have to have something outside of Am Yisrael. Am Yisrael is Kaddish 100%. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yachid Miyuchad. And therefore there has to be something that's very unique and special, and a person uniquely qualified to bring us the Torah, to connect us through Avodah. And so it is the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the holy nation be connected to him in Avodah through Aaron and in Kabbalah Satorah, and Kabbalah Satorah and all of the mitzvahs being taught to us through Moshe Rabbeinu. So the idea of challenging Moshe Rabbeinu's leadership and Aaron's leadership was not just about leadership, but about the truth and veracity of the Torah being taught, and the truth of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu wished Avodah to be conducted in service of him, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what is proven, therefore, by the machtos and by that idea of only Aaron's keteres being accepted by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is that there really has to be a one unique channel and one unique person who is the process through whom the process of avodah is done, who brings Am Yisrael into the realm of a people serving, doing maisim, doing direct worship of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not just doing mitzvahs, but actually doing what we call worship, avodah, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as in a Mishka. And we need a unique person to convey to us and to bring us and to teach us what are the mitzvahs, what is the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You do have to have a yochud umyuchud, and that's what it's all about. The mezuzah on the one hand, and the psul techeles on the other, and that's why these specific mitzvahs were those with which Korach wanted to challenge Moshe, and they are the ones where the answer specifically given by Moshe Rabbeinu pointedly answer Korach and say to Korach that your assumptions are incorrect, and that Moshe is needed to give the Torah, Aaron is needed to lead in Avodah.